Good morning. Praise God. It is good to be in the house of God. Amen. Kindly open our Bible in the book of James, chapter 3, verses 1 to 18. James, chapter 3, verses 1 to 18. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which, though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whichsoever the governor listeneth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue amongst our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeded blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be, that a fountain sent forth at the same place sweet water and bitter. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge amongst you? Let him show out of a good conversation his work with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying is strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Amen. Let us now give thanks unto the Lord, our Maker, for all the good things we receive from Him. Lord, we thank you for the eternal life we have in Jesus, for the trials, problems that we are passing through to come closer to you and to trust you. Thank you for the deliverance and the strength that comes from you. We thank you for the miracles and wonders that you did, for your faithful servants, for the solution for every problem that we face, for the good health, food, provision, healing, and for all answered prayers. Let us now confess our sins to God and renounce them. Lord, as we confess and renounce our sins, Cleanse us and purify us once again by the blood of Jesus, so we can come to you today to worship you and to serve you. Let us now ask God our personal petitions and needs. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our prayers. Hear us, and we believe that wherever we ask according to your will, you answer us. Lord, make a way and help us and meet all our needs. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray to protect and provide all the needs of every family. Always lead them in the path that they need to walk in. We pray for every husband. Give them wisdom, good health, strength to lead their family in the way of righteousness and holiness. Lord, we pray for every wife. Bless them and strengthen them. Help them to live submissive to your word and to their husband. Help them as a parents to unite to implement the discipline that you ordained to them to do. We pray for the children to be obedient to you and to their parents, to fear you and to do their assignments well in their studies and household chores to help their parents. We pray, Lord, for the parents to grant them good health and strength to do their responsibility and be a good example to their children. We pray for our siblings, lead them the right way of life. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family members who are unsaved. Lord, we pray that you will help all the single parents and provide for them to raise their children in a godly way. Let us now pray for our jobs. Lord, thank you for these jobs. Lord, we pray to bless and protect all the places of works of your people. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly master to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to give them more clients, businesses, and income so we can receive our salaries on time, so we can give what is due to you in giving our tithes, offerings, and first fruits. Help us to be a good example to others, how to work diligently, that our light shine before others, that they may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Lord, bless the works of our hands and help us to be always mindful that we promote you in our lives by our faith, accompanied with good deeds for you, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for our brethren and sisters, anoint them with the Holy Spirit and lead them to the way you want them to go. Help them to be faithful and persevere while passing through the pressure of this world, knowing that you are beside them and seeing what is going on. Lord, help them, protect them, provide for them and solve their problems. Heal the sick and provide jobs for those who are jobless. We come against all the power of darkness against them, and we rebuke you, devil, and cast you out, all your demons out of their lives, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and those whom we are meeting in the street, in the market, in our accommodations, in our working places, and for the people back home in our countries to be saved. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching, that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, believe, and live by your word. Lord, move into their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention in their lives to come out from their bondages and receive the salvation that comes from you, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray by the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed for the church. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the spaces that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Stretch out your hands, Lord, and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations in those countries and be a good citizens. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations and workers. Lord, empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people. Lord, we pray that you give us favor and provide for all our needs. Lord, we pray to bring more souls to your church and to worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, prosper all those places so your children will prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministers of the church. Pray for more evangelism. Pray for more Bible study groups and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless, protect, and spread your congregation in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, the church clinic, church banking, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for all your servants to anoint them to endeavor, to bring more souls at your feet. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest in our lives. And we commit ourselves to evangelize, to bring more souls to you, and to live our lives doing your will and finishing your works. Lord, we pray for more faithful workers to join the church. Lord, fulfill the mission of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Let us pray for our worship. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, anoint our prayers, songs, our giving, and your word today to speak to us, to be changed in likeness of you in everything. We pray for our recording, to use it to reach the rest of the congregations and to reach the lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Your goodness and your faithfulness always follows us, as you have promised, O Lord. Thank you for every favor that we receive from around us. Thank you for the favor that we receive from the government, from the people that are above us, O Lord God, above all, O Lord, for the favor that comes from you day after day. Thank you, O God. We praise you, we magnify you, because you are the omnipotent one. You are the mighty, mighty God that we continue to serve and worship. Hallelujah. Who compares you, O God? No one. You have set everything in front of us for the glory of your name.
Who compares? is rest assured in your grace.
Desire, oh Lord God, to be always pure in your presence, because you are the mighty one. You are the pure and holy God who desires and deserves all our praise. Lord, truly, Lord God, we ask thee, oh Lord God, that you will continue to purify us with your precious blood. Purify us, oh Lord God, with your word. Purify us so that we can boldly come into your presence, oh Lord God, and to you, O eternal God.
A pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows heart after thee. A pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that hearts your words, so that's the one I
Lord God. Yes, oh Lord God, we lift up our hearts unto you, oh Lord God. May you find it pure, oh Lord God, and holy in your presence, oh Lord God. You know the thoughts and the feelings and emotions of your people. Yet we desire, oh Lord God, that you will take full control of each and every day. We ask thee, oh Lord God, but that by the power of your word, Lord, you will continue to purify us, oh Lord God. That through the word that you will speak to us, oh Lord, will continue to penetrate in our hearts and in our minds, oh Lord. That it will be a guiding principle for us, for our lives, each and every day. Oh Lord, this is our breath, oh Lord God, to worship you, to honor you, and to follow your words.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my
take full control of our lives, O Lord, our minds, our thoughts, our bodies, O Lord, our hearts, our emotions, even the actions, Lord God, of our hands, our full body, and the words of our lips. We ask thee, Lord God, that you will continue to work in our lives as we come to your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering, first fruit to God. And 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Lord, we come before you with a thankful heart for all the blessing you will receive. And as we give what is due for you, help us to give cheerfully, knowing you are the one who provides all our needs and bless us. For your name will be glorified. May this money, Lord, will aid your people and the extension of your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramesh entitled Food Offered to Idols, Part 3. Food Offered to Idols, Part 3. Open your Bibles in Revelation chapter 2, verses 12 to 17. Revelation chapter 2, verses 12 to 17. Unto the angel of the church in Pergamos write, These things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you. Lord Jesus, we pray as we hearken unto your message to us, help us to obey and to live according to your command and your word, O Lord. Lord, anoint my lips as I read and deliver your message to us, O God. Your name be lifted up. Your name, Lord God, is to be praised. Yes, Lord, thank you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord Jesus is preparing his church so that when he comes, the church will be without spot, wrinkle, nor blemish. So the church will not be left behind. The church in Pergamos was doing good works. They were evangelizing, standing firm against persecution. For that church was located in the city of Pergamos, in Turkey today, and it was a capital for the Roman Empire, and the throne of the emperor was there, who was persecuting the church because they were preaching against all the idol worship that was in that city. Jesus mentioned the following in verse 13. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. Here, the Lord Jesus mentions Saint Antipas, who was against all kinds of sin, as his name Anti, which means against. According to historian, Antipas was most likely brought from another city and martyred in Pergamos because he was preaching against all kinds of sins. With such example of Antipas, Jesus was also setting for them an example that they need to follow, as he called Antipas, my faithful martyr. Meant he stood firm and did not compromise or accept biased things, even if that had caused him to lose his life. The strength in the Church of Pergamos was in evangelism and their willingness to resist persecution. And they continued to preach and proclaim his name Jesus to the people who were around them and did the good works that Jesus wanted them to do. One of the strength of the church is in evangelism, by continuing reaching new people for Christ in spite of all resistance and persecution. But the church of Pergamos had also weak points and shortcomings that Christ was admonishing them in his letter to them. Verse 14, Revelation 2:14. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. The purpose of Jesus' letter to them was also to cleanse them from their sins and their shortcomings that needed to be corrected and to be perfected from these blemishes, so that they can come back to Christ. They were having among them people who were holding the teaching and the doctrine of Balaam. It was not the church leaders who were doing such things, but there were among them other people who did such. But the leaders kept them and tolerated them. God sent to us his word. We who are his church, warning us to cause us to repent in order to prepare us and make us ready for his coming. What Balaam did and what was his doctrine? The following was what he did. When the Israelites reached Moab, their king Balak was afraid of them because he thought that they will be licked by the huge Israelites population, as an ox licked the field and eat everything. So what he did, he invited Balaam to come and curse the Israelites. Balaam did not curse the Israelites because God did not allow him. But he taught Balak that if he will entice the Israelites to sleep with the Moabites' woman, have sex with them, and eat their food that is offered to idols, and bow to their gods, then God himself will destroy Israel with plagues. The teaching of Balaam to Balak is that if you want the church and the servants of God to lose and get broken, let them fall into sin. And he taught him how to let them sin. In the book of Revelation, Jesus mentioned and informed us that Balaam taught Balak how to let the Israelites sin, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Revelation 2:14, that what really happened, as we read in Numbers chapter 25, verses 1 to 3. Numbers chapter 25, verses 1 to 3. And Israel abode in Shechem. And the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods. And the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal-peor. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. Let us read here what Moses said to the leaders of the army of Israel that Moses sent to Reuben of Moab when he saw that they spared the women who were taught to do such and commit sexual immoralities with their men. Moses said to them, Numbers 31:16, behold, this caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. The Moabitess woman, as the Jewish historian tell us, they made both to sell food and wine drink with low prices. The old women were outside to sell, and when the Israelites come to buy the food, will be asked to come in, where he will meet the young woman who will present the food for him and the wine, whom we know lead to debauchery and reduction of self-control and affect the mind and make the resistance low in front of the opposite gender. So when they will drink, will have the desire, then they will be asked to bow down to their idols before they will be with the woman. That was the way they enticed the Israelites' men. There are many churches now evangelize very strongly, but there are immoralities among their workers and the new people that they are reaching out. There is evangelism, but the boys intermingled with women and have girlfriends, and the girls intermingle with men and have boyfriends. They think that in this way, they will bring those boys and girls to the Lord. But the opposite will happen. Those workers will be lost toward the devil's side. If you use the opposite gender of our children and our workers to bring those boys and girls to the Lord, the opposite will happen. They will take our workers, our children, and our disciples to the devil's side, to do immoralities and to eat food offered to idols. The food offered to idols is not only the food of religious feasts of other religions, but even parties and gatherings. Boys inviting girls and girls inviting men, using worldly events like Valentine, Halloween, New Year celebration, Mother and Father Days, Christmas, etc. All are occasions created by this pagan world and when introduced to the church with the food fest that accompanied them will bring immoralities and fornications in the midst of God's church. The presence of food and these parties and these occasions of the world may initiate ungodly and immoral relationship between men and women. Here it will start not with immoralities, but it will start with come and take free food. They will invite to a party and the food is nice to eat. As you go and your family with you, and your daughters and your sons with you, after the parties, there may be relationships. Relationships outside the marriage. In addition, the media exchange contacts on the mobile, the internet, and the Facebook, all used by the devil, so our children, our disciples, and our workers will fall into sin. So God's anger will flare up against us. So God wants us to evangelize and wants us to reach new people, but God does not want us to sin or to live in sin. There are workers and pastors who evangelize, but they have relationships and affairs. Why this sin of immoralities is important to deal with? Because all sins are outside the body, but the sin of sexual immoralities are inside the body. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 to 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 to 20. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are both with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Here the scriptures explain to us the real danger of the sin of immoralities. The sin of immoralities is the opportunity of taking the body of Christ and makes him unite with prostitutes, and that will give way for devil to inject demons into the body of Christ and into the church of God. So here we understand, if we evangelize and stand firm on our faith and not deny the name of Jesus, that would not give us the right to allow sin and immoralities to be in our midst. This sinful pattern that we see in the church in Pergamos, as we know, very shameful, that many churches, sadly saying, including the Church of God, Tennessee, Cleveland, adopting the feast of Valentine and promoting it to get boys and girls got involved in love and arranged to have families. Through using the Valentine Day, the feast for love and romance, to date and court, and using the church to make a banquet for such evil practice. They allow the doctrine of Balaam by following the Saint Valentine. But Jesus wants us to follow the Saint Antipas, who was against all such kinds of sins. I am announcing here that scriptures are totally against such. So be on your guard and totally repent of such. We need to renounce and condemn Valentine Fest and all its practices, so we can avoid the sinful manifestations that we can see and read in the church of Pergamos. Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 to 29. Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 to 29. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, this thing saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, To him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I receive of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Here Thyatira is another church. Jesus sent them letter in the book of Revelation, that he praised them for the various good works they were doing, as he told them the following. Verse 19. I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. But as well as he rebuked them and corrected them, as he did to the church of Pergamos, for their shortcoming, as he told them the following. Verse 20. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Here, Jesus' letter was to the leader of the church, warning him because he allowed and he gave permission to a woman who is called Jezebel to flourish and to settle in the church and cause damages to others. That does not mean necessarily that the false teachers were women. They could be even male teachers who were following the ways of Jezebel to destroy the works of God, as the havoc that Jezebel did. The leader of the church allowed that woman and those false teachers with her to teach others and to cause them to err in the matter of faith. It was not the leader who was spreading that false teaching, but he allowed others to remain in the church who were doing such. The corrupt part of this church was signified by the woman Jezebel. The Old Testament tells us who Jezebel was. She was the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Sidonian, who became the wife of Ahab, the king of Israel, and through her, the worship of Baal introduced to Israel. Baal was the god of fertility and its worship, including performing sexual immoralities. Here, those false teachers were teaching and seducing those whom they were teaching, who were the servants of God, to commit fornication and eat things sacrificed unto idols. The same of what we had spoken about those who were promoting the doctrine of Balaam in the church of Pergamos. However, there were more other false teachings incorporated here when Jezebel's name is mentioned. To teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication. The sexual immoralities and fornication in the New Testament church can be found in the form of the phenomena of dating, courting, boyfriend or girlfriend, even from a distance, because lust in the heart is adultery, according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, verses 28. Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after he had committed adultery with her, already in his heart. In addition to that, the extramarital affairs, live-in relationship, allowing single father and single mother to marry other partner and not the father nor the mother of her or his child. Divorce and remarriage, all these are immoralities. I am warning you that if you are doing such, then repent of such things. Also put in your mind that I will not tolerate you and condone you if you are doing any of the above immoral things. And to eat things sacrificed unto idols. As we described before, Christmas and New Year Fest and banquet, celebration of Valentine's Day, Father's Day,
Mother Day, Halloween, and the rest, all are fests unto idols. Those fests are taken from the world and not from the scriptures. Jezebel had done other wicked things, and so we expect other evil things in the church of Thyatira. Jezebel promoted and supported the 400 false prophets of the grove who would allow people to do their own will. And the 450 prophets of Baal who promote people to do sexual immoralities. All those prophets were eating at the table and supported by Jezebel, who finally will do evil. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 19. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 19. Now therefore send and gather me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the grove 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. Therefore, the teachers and the prophets in the church in Thyatira, who were like Jezebel, were those who were doing evil like Jezebel, and they promoted others to do evil and immoralities. So here, the leadership of the church in Thyatira, by its passive role, were supporting group of evildoers who were hitting the true servants of God and persecuting them who were doing the real work of God and who were combating the work of Satan. Such people inside the church will fight back if you will hit the false teaching that they are promoting. They have greed, and they will use politics and conspire against the true servants of God to take away their ministry from them, like how Jezebel conspired to take the vineyard of Naboth when he refused to give to his vineyard to Ahab. My dear and beloved, such group of people inside the church will also promote immoralities, witchcraft, and putting makeup. Therefore, you need now to wake and do your part to cleanse God's church from such workers of iniquities and false teachers, who through food and fast offered to idols will promote witchcraft, sexual immoralities, makeup, lust, injustice, abuses, and more people to fall in sins and get infected with demons. Listen here, you who do evil. Doing good things will not exempt you to the discipline and the wrath of God for the wrong things that you are doing. The good things that you are doing will not cover your wrongdoings and will not spare you the rebuke of God when you do wrong. Jesus wants us to do the good things and wants us to avoid doing evil. This is a timely message about those that hold the doctrine of Balaam and the teaching of Jezebel, who both promote immoralities and eating food offered to idols. As we are aware that those fests, as the following: Christmas, New Year Fest, Valentine Day, Father Day, Mother Day, Halloween, and the rest, all are fast unto idols that will be celebrated every year. God wants you and His church to repent and stop such practices and fast of idols. Repent of all such. Discipline yourself and your family and your ministry from such sins. Watch your sons and watch your daughters and cleanse your family and your ministry from such practices and sins, and come back to the Lord and serve Him based on His word that you received today in this message. Stop all those worldly fest celebration for idols and keep your sons and daughters pure and away from such, and avoid mixing boys and girls. Avoid makeup and indecent dress, and do all what you can to avoid sexual immoralities in the form of dating, courting, boyfriend, girlfriend, extramarital affairs, live-in relationship, allowing single father and single mother to marry other partner, and not the father or the mother of her or his child, and avoid divorce and remarriage, for all these are immoralities and can cause great taboo. As we hear the message of God, let us repent of all our sins and let us commit our lives once again to God to live in holiness, cleansing our church and our families from all such and from the media and the bad effects of them all on us, especially on our children and youth. Let us be willing to remove those workers who are like Balaam and Jezebel from our midst, who follow their teachings. Let us combat sin and especially the immoralities. And let us discipline our children and our young people and disciple about this matter. Let us follow the example of Antipas, who was against all kinds of sins. And let us trust God, who will help us in our endeavor to serve him and who will protect us until he will come and take us with him to heaven. Let us be alert and discerning of what is going on in the life of our church and ministry. Let us stop all those fests that people offered food to idols. Let us not allow those who promote makeup, immoralities, and those who use the church ministry for their own benefit and greed to continue to corrupt others and manipulate them for their own purpose and greed. Let us put an end of corruption and immoralities and injustice in the life of our church and ministries. Let us stand firm against all these challenges and to continue to do the various good works and his services in holiness and in purity. And let us continue to clean ourselves, our families, our disciples, and the church of God, and be prepared toward his coming. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins, who was buried and rose from the death on the third day to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for the rebuke that I received from your word that revived me and made me understand your will and ways, and encourage me to continue to stand firm against fast and food offered to idols, and against corruption, immoralities, false teachings, greed, and manipulation in service and ministry unto you. Confess your sins now to God. Repent and ask God forgiveness for the worldly celebrations like Halloween, Valentine, birthdays, Christmas, New Year, Father Day, Mother Day, and the rest that you may get yourself involved with. Repent of lust and immoralities. Repent of condoning and tolerating immoralities and other sins. Repent of flattering, fear of men, compromises, worldliness, your laziness, greed, your worldliness, your love for money, your manipulation, politics, and using the ministry to make living. Repent of lack of service and ministry and non-willingness to persevere and suffer for Christ's sake. Lord, forgive, I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to abide with this word of yours that I receive in this message. Lord, I surrender my life and my will fully to you. Lord, I commit myself to stand firm, to stop all these fasts offered to idols, and to stand against all corruption, greed, false teaching, and the immoralities, the makeup, the immodest dress, and the false teachers are trying to introduce in your church. Lord, I commit myself to evangelize, reaching new people for Christ. Lord, I commit myself to do all the good works and the services that you prepared and you want me to do for you in love, in faith, in patience, and in long suffering. Lord, give me strength and patience to endure the pressure of the opposition because of your word. Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit and have me fully to you. Lord, give me the gift of the Holy Spirit so that I can go and serve you and evangelize and reach others and spread your word and teach those who are willing to follow you.
Pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows heart after me. A pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows heart after me. A heart that
Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who accepted your word and are willing to live their lives and serve you and suffer for your word. Lord, protect them and provide all their needs. Lord, deliver them from all temptation and the scheme of the devil. Lord, work miracles for them and enable them to pass opposition and persecutions and to endure until you come to take us with you to heaven. Lord, bless us and sustain us as a church. Lord, help us, protect us, and provide for us to go on in serving you and do your work and your will. Lord, protect us as we deal with false teachers and stopping all those pests offered to idols and the sexual immoralities. Lord, protect us from the persecution that the false teachers, false prophets, and false church leaders may inflict on us. Lord, give to us more of the Holy Spirit gift to evangelize and to reach new people with the gospel of Jesus Christ and with the message of the Word of God. Lord, we pray that you will enable us to plant new Bible studies and new congregation for the church and fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
I will come to you when I'm not.